Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We all have a bad habit of picturing what someone accused of a crime looks like before we see their face. And that's definitely going to be the case here. Because you know, Tommy, what a bank robber looks like.
Yeah, the standards.
Until you hear this story.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Back on March 20th, the ESL branch on Merchants Road in the city was robbed.
Oh, my God.
The suspect, and around 1 in the afternoon, they were wearing a mask. They handed the teller a note demanding money. They said they had a gun, and they escaped with an undisclosed amount of cash.
Well, that's pretty standard, I guess.
Yesterday, the Rochester Police Department executed a search warrant and arrested the suspect.
So they got him.
Tracked him down.
They nailed that son of a bitch.
They didn't get him.
Oh, they got. How'd they not get him?
No, they got the bank robber.
Yeah. So they got him.
The bank robbery suspect, a woman.
Wow.
A 37-year-old woman has been charged with robbery in the third degree. She has a court date coming up.
I don't think I've ever heard of a lone female bank robber.
And there's a reason why. Fun fact, did you know?
What's that?
According to the FBI.
The stats.
Yep. Less than 7% of bank robbers nationwide annually are women.
7%.
Less than 7% are women.
Less than 7% that are caught or commit the crime.
Well, I would assume would are caught. Oh, what do you say? Women are better at getting away with bank
robbery? Well, I guess that would make a difference, right?
Okay, you hear this right
well,
now.
Well, they know how to put that stocking on correctly.
I got to run in this one. I got to get another one.
Those are my good stockings. Those are my church stockings.
Wait a minute. You're going to sit here in this room.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there could be more. I guess my point is there could be more than that committing those types of crimes. But those are just the ones we know that we caught.
It almost sounds like you're hoping there are more female bank robbers.
I want to give women some credit.
They can be violent.
Well, no.
They can shoot you over money. Plus, they can't pull off the Nixon mask. I don't see it.
What is it? This woman was wearing a medical mask.
Yeah.
Oh, she didn't get it right.
No, okay.
You always go Nixon.
All right. If you wore a Nixon mask into a bank, they're going to hit the alarm the second you walk in the door, stupid.
The second you are spotted in the parking lot.
All right.
But you'll still be in, Walgreens. They're already calling the cops. All right, 252 WCMF. You know, Kimmy does make a somewhat valid point here.
What?
I mean, again, the FBI says that less than 7% of bank robbers annually
it ain't their thing.
Are female.
Yeah.
This woman did better than most people who try because the majority of bank robbers, again, according to the FBI, caught within the first 48 hours of the robbery. This woman was on the lam for 10 days was cooking lamb while doing it.
Yeah. So does she get out? Does she have her own car? Does she have a wheelman?
I have no details past. She has been arrested for the allegations, but she was 10 days.
Okay.
I
mean, that's pretty good.
It's longer than we normally see.
Yeah.
What would make a woman better at robbing a bank?
Maybe they're planning, you said?
Yeah, maybe planning.
What about it?
Maybe she could go in and case a joint a little bit easier.
Bro, okay.
Well, I think people are going to be less suspicious of a woman walking into a bank.
Right,
initially.
So she could have been there a couple of times checking it out.
All right,
and women can change their looks very easy where guys can't.
Okay, now here comes buckle up,
well,
everybody.
Well, okay, you're probably gonna look twice at a dude wearing a wig or some kind of disguise.
Right.
A woman wearing a wig wouldn't be that uncommon.
Right.
All right, but I do think it's important again
mm-hmm.
that we point out the real world. Versus the movies. Because you said, planning and casing the joint. Bro, this case, she walked in with a note, handed it to the teller, and left.
No, but she probably knew the timing.
She wasn't coming down on wires.
No,
there wasn't a smoke bomb. There wasn't some, oh, man, you got 30 seconds before they cut the blue wire. Oh, my God, get out of here.
She might know where the cameras are, where there's a lot of parallel parking, which she's not comfortable with. what kind of shoes she's going to wear.
Okay.
Is there a lot of steps involved? I think women would plan this out way more than men, especially if a guy working alone.
Kimmy agrees with you. I'm looking at her face and she's agreeing with you right now.
Yes, because I'm right. Just based how men and women do
it. Calculated risks, you're saying.
No, but like, okay, look, I agree. I'm sorry, Kimmy, go ahead.
I would also think, because that number sounded low to me, because I would think that there'd be more women committing those types of crimes for different reasons.
What do you mean by
that? Like, they could be more desperate if they have kids or something. Like, there could be other reasons besides just greed that they would steal.
Okay, but counterpoint to that, you know, a guy goes in, takes money from a bank, gets arrested. You know, if we're going to talk about traditional roles here, right? Like, there's someone to take care of the kids. Mom goes in and does that for desperate kids.
Yeah, true.
Where do the kids go?
They're in the car waiting for mom.
The number just seemed low.
No, I agree with you. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about a 37-year-old woman who was arrested yesterday. After 10 days after the alleged incident, she robbed a bank, according to police. Walked in with a note demanding money, said she had a gun, she was wearing a mask. They left with an undisclosed amount. But the FBI says that less than 7% of bank robbers nationwide annually are women. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I agree with both of you that that number is surprisingly low, but not for the reasons you are giving.
What do you
think? Stupid things you're saying.
What do you think?
Bank robbery is more a female crime.
Is it more of a female?
No, it is. It is a more female crime than we give it credit for. You don't have to be aggressive. You just hand them a note, and they give you the money. You don't even really actually have to have a weapon with you. Like, odds are...
Threaten a weapon.
Yes, odds are this woman, if the allegations are true, did not have a gun. And look, we are obviously not advocating robbing banks, because the odds you get away with it, not good. But when it comes to other crimes... Tommy, there's a much higher chance of physical conflict with shoplifting, fraud with guys one-on-one. Mm. Those are the crimes we see women financially get into more often.
Mm.
The bank robbery, although they'll be looking for you harder.
Yeah.
It's almost a path of no resistance if you do it the right way.
Okay. All right.
I also wonder if a woman committing this crime, if there would be more or less... likely of a chance that somebody would step in to play hero.
Oh, to stop the woman.
Yes.
Okay. You think that someone would be more likely to be able to, like, grab a woman? I'm not touching
a
woman.
No, I'm saying less likely.
Oh, because it's a woman. Well, here's the thing. I think we're also going back to movies. If this is done the right way, then nobody else in the bank knows it's happening. So you slide the note to the teller, they put money in a bag. Yeah, because, I mean, if she says she has a gun, the teller's not going to be like, I'm getting robbed over here. Help! Help!
So you're saying, like, nobody would even know anyway, so it wouldn't make a difference.
That's normally how this stuff goes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, she would know when she gets outside, she realizes she got paid 35% less. That would suck. Yeah.
All right, let me ask you this question. As we talk about this 37-year-old woman arrested for, according to police, robbing a bank 10 days ago.
Mm.
Tommy, let's say you've been seeing a woman for 3 months.
Yeah.
Dating, single Tommy. You really like her.
Yeah.
You hit it off fantastic. And she's over at your place one night, and she goes, listen, I got to tell you something happened in my past. I did 18 months in prison.
Oh, she was a convict.
Yeah. Well, I robbed a bank. And the allegations that she describes are exactly the story we're telling here. Nonviolent, passed a note, had a mask, arrested, 18 months, lays it all out. You like her, you've been dating her.
Mm-hmm.
Could you look past that?
Yeah.
Not even, you don't even want to think about it?
I've dated women that have been arrested.
You would be worried she would steal from you.
What's she going to steal from him?
To his point. No, I dated a chick that had been arrested a lot in South Florida and had done county time.
Okay.
Not you know, big house.
Sure.
But, you know, did some stuff. Chick stuff.
Chick stuff.
You know what I'm talking about.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it didn't bother me.
Okay.
I mean, it was also South Florida. I mean, you couldn't be too choosy, you know. One out of three women in Florida have done time.
Look, I get that when you were a kid, you don't care. I'm talking now.
Now? Oh, yeah. Now.
Like way in her past.
I think I would hear it out.
Okay.
Especially if I was interested, if I was horny.
No, I'm not talking horny. I'm talking relationship here. You've been together 3 months.
3 months. And then she springs it
on. She drops it on you.
I mean, if it was nonviolent.
Yeah, exactly what happened here.
Yeah.
So, okay. Let me ask you this question. She tells you, you know, you got friends and family. Mm-hmm. Is that something you are asking her to keep quiet? Or is that something you have no problem discussing with me, Kimmy, your brothers, all that stuff?
It would depend on the people that I'm running with at the time. I would tell, like, you guys.
You would come in the next day and be like, oh, my God, you know that girl? You would not, you lying-ass bitch.
You don't think I'd tell you?
No, because I would start making, I would have to make jokes. I would have no choice.
Yeah, that would be way out of the blue.
Well, yeah, but it's your partner. Like, I would never make jokes at your wife's expense. I love her too much.
I think I would tell you.
Okay.
I think I would tell you. I would tell one of my brothers.
You tell one person, it's going to get around to everybody.
Yeah, true.
So you might as well be upfront about it so you can at least explain it the right way before it becomes a game of telephone and the story gets way worse.
Yeah.
Would you look at a friend differently, Kimmy, a female friend of yours, if you found out she was arrested for robbing a bank? Like in a negative way?
Yeah, I think it would change my perspective on that person for sure. I don't know if it would end the friendship, but okay. I would definitely have some questions.
Oh, yeah.
Would what they wanted the money for change whether or not you'd be sticking around?
No, I mean, just the fact you decided to do it, I think, enough.
I mean, but I think you brought up a valid point, right?
Like there are desperation.
Different situations equal different things. You know, there's a dog day afternoon situation versus a guy that just wanted to go buy a car.
Mm-hmm.
Like if she's trying to, you know, feed my child, obviously you can look past it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But, you know, I had a gambling Jones that I was trying to feed.
But I can't sit there as a heavy drinker and go no. Or let's say you get involved in drugs, you know, you're a junkie, something like that.
Okay.
I mean, it's understandable.
No, I get it. I agree with you. I'm just asking when it shows up in your life, if it's something you can look past.
I think I'm pretty compassionate when it comes to low-end crappy people.
You're not a low-end crappy person if you're arrested for robbing a bank.
Bro, that's low.
What?
You high up here.
Yeah?
You rob, you low.
Okay.
You bank rob, you lower. That's a low person. Not, and I don't mean that like they're not significant like as far as the planet's
concerned.
You just
called them a low person.
But they're a low person. What? Like I told you, my sister was like a low person, but a good, sturdy woman. Somebody's at the door. I wouldn't say there are high moral standards. I mean,
what is morality really? I mean, if you don't hurt anybody, you make a desperate decision.
I understand.
No, like I would be...
I tell you what, I look at it as a woman that steals differently than a man that steals.
Please explain that.
I think women steal more out of desperation than men.
Why?
Because, as you know, I feel when I see a woman gone bad, there is a man behind her that got her in that position.
You're an idiot. But you can make the same argument for men. If there was a man that is stealing, true. There was a woman that put them in that position.
Yeah, because you let that happen, but it's a man's world.
It's a man's world. No,
so
look.
You think
in a ladies' prison?
You don't think guys have as much of an excuse to do it?
No.
Oh, that's a stupid take, man. I can give you an example of 10 guys that would have done whatever any woman wanted them to, or would have taken their stuff from them, and they would have been in a desperate spot, or would have ended up with an addiction because they were just trying to keep up with this chick.
But I mean, like, but men get to call the shots. They get women don't.
My favorite thing about you is when you make an argument.
Sticking up for my ladies.
That is the exact opposite of the life you live. Because you don't call the shots, bro. Your wife calls the shots. There has never been a relationship in your life where you have called the shots. And I agree with you. As a society, your majesty, women have it rough.
Yes.
But not when it comes to individual back and forth, at least with the situations we know. Don't sit here and say that a woman is more likely to be put in a spot because of a man than vice versa. I'm going to say it's even.
Easy. They're the weaker sex.
There it is.
Well, they are.
There it is. Oh, you cute little thing. You can't rob a bag because you're just a lady. Just a little lady. Oh, lady.
So you're saying you could never be talked into something by a woman.
I understand.
He's done it multiple times.
That's what
I will say that.
Two marriages.
But that's in society. Kind of what Pat's saying.
But in society.
Yeah.
Okay. Men hold all the cards. They do.
Mm-hmm.
The ladies don't. So, like, what is controlled in this country or in this world seems to be a lot. It seems to be a sausage fact.
All right. Let's go.
Compared to the ladies.
Let's do a fun break room experiment. Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Let's the three of us walk out to a random area in the greater Rochester area.
All right. Where are we going?
All right. So, you and I, all three of us are going to have to find someone of the opposite sex and get them to do something for us.
Mm.
Right. You think that you and I would have the ability to convince a woman to do something for us faster than Kimmy would have the ability to convince a man to do something for her? I'm willing to bet Kimmy could talk a guy into robbing a bank that she'd never met before.
Yes, I understand that.
Okay.
I understand that.
That's our argument.
My argument is, how did she get there? Why is she in trouble?
Okay.
Dude.
No!
Bad boyfriend, bad husband, scumbag, talked her into stuff, got her knocked up, did some bad stuff, stole money from her, made her all these promises.
You're describing yourself!
What do I mean? I never had any money.
You know, the more you think about it, as we go back to the actual story again, 37-year-old woman allegedly robbed a bank, an ESL branch on Merchants, back on March 20th. She was arrested yesterday after the RPD executed a search warrant. She was on the run for 10 days. Mm-hmm. But the 37-year-old woman passed a note, said she had a gun, walked out with an undisclosed amount of cash. It's surprising because, according to the FBI, less than 7% of bank robbers nationwide annually are ladies. You know, women, if they were further trying to get away with it, yeah, all they would really have to do is dress like a man as much as possible going in to rob the bank. Baggy clothes, boots, a wig.
Yeah, hoodie.
Oh, all right.
I mean, if you have a mask on, sunglasses, you could make yourself look, I mean, like, not to sound like a dick.
Like, a younger guy, you would probably look like, yeah.
I mean, look, if he had a hat and glasses on and you couldn't see his face, you would not be totally sure. And again, you're my friend, that if that was a man or a woman.
Because of my delicate features.
No, I'm just saying.
Jacket and summer jeans. Yeah, could be anybody.
Yeah, and big old chest. I mean, like, you
Tommy
have.
Tommy and I are actually wearing the same thing today.
But in all seriousness.
All right.
From a distance, you look like.
Oh, it's amazing how that joke doesn't die.
A woman?
Same joke.
No, you. You could be a woman. Like, if your face was covered and I saw you from a distance, I mean, those shoes especially, those aren't boys' shoes.
Yes, they are. Bro, I got a bit of boys' department.
All right, let's take a break.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A competition as old as time itself.
Yes.
So popular, in fact, some restaurants exist just to do these.
Mm.
And there is one within driving distance that no human being has ever conquered.
Yeah.
But as a risk versus reward show, maybe we should discuss what you're getting to have to put yourself through the battle that would be taking this on.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. There are a few things more American than an eating contest.
Oh, yeah.
And there is one within a day's drive that if you tackled it would make you the first human being in the history to ever do it.
So this is like a new food contest?
Challenge? It's in Warrensburg, New York, which is about 4 hours east of us.
Never heard of it.
Neither had I. But it's at a restaurant called Mark's Hometown. And the competition,
yeah,
you have to eat what they call the Goliath.
Which is?
It's a massive piece of you-know-what.
No, you know.
It's fatty, it's nasty, it tastes good, but it ain't good for you.
It's a burger,
okay.
But it's a burger only in name.
All right.
It is 10, count them, 10 4-ounce smash burger patties.
So stacked up.
You got it.
10 of those?
40 ounces of pre-cooked beef. How many pounds of beef is that? 16 ounces a pound?
Yeah, something like that.
16, 40, Kimmy, help.
All right.
16 goes into 40 how many times?
It's like...
Wait, each patty is a wait.
Is that 2.5 pounds of beef?
Yeah, it's almost three. Yeah.
Each patty is 4 ounces pre-cooked.
All right.
10 of those, so that's 40 ounces.
Right. All right.
Yeah, okay, so you got 2.5 pounds of beef.
Like think of a 1 pound steak.
Yeah.
Pretty sizable steak.
And there might be a bone in there, which would add weight.
Yeah.
This is just straight up.
Right. About 2.5 pounds.
Okay.
40 ounces.
All right, so 2.5 pounds of ground beef.
You got it. 10 slices of American cheese.
God damn.
The bun, obviously.
Yeah.
Then you get a side of 1.5 pounds of chili cheese tots.
Oh.
Chili cheese tater tots.
Tater tots with chili and cheese on them.
Oh, boy.
You have 20 minutes to take down the whole thing.
20? That's not a long time.
20 minutes.
That's...
Because the bread slows you up.
Bro, I'm looking at this thing. The bread will not even factor into the issue.
The tots are
going to
be the toughest thing to get through.
You think so?
Yeah.
Kimmy, the burger is like a foot high.
But straight up potatoes, though...
Yeah, they clog you. They clog you. Yeah. That's a problem.
Now, here's the thing, though.
It's going to fill you.
The tots might benefit you. I'm more worried about the chili and cheese. The tots break apart, right? Like a French fry.
Yeah, but they're the most filling, wouldn't you say?
No. Tater tots are the least filling of all the potato sides. Everyone knows that.
But it's
that's
the
just
potatoes.
Pure science, Kimmy. No, because it's a leftover potato.
So there's no bacon on this thing? It's a straight up cheeseburger.
You sound disappointed.
I am.
2.5
I would like more, please.
I would have thought there was some bacon on, but you're right.
All right. So again.
All right.
10 4-ounce patties, 10 slices of American cheese, bun, 1.5 pounds of chili cheese tots. You got 20 minutes to take it down. It's $34 for the meal, but if you finish it,
yeah,
your meal is free. You are put on their wall of fame and they give you a shout out on their Facebook page.
Okay.
And the reason we bring this up, as we said before, if you were the first to do this, take the day's drive to go try it, you would be the first ever human being to do it.
And they've attempted it and failed.
No one has ever done it. You would be the Neil Armstrong of this 10-patty burger.
But it's got to be done in 20 minutes.
20 minutes or you lose.
Yes.
Day, sir. Now, I am fully aware that no one in this room could pull this off.
No. Mm-hmm.
And health-wise.
Not in my heyday, I couldn't do it.
Yeah. I mean, but the burger's about as tall as you are.
Mm.
And like health-wise, it's probably one of the worst things you could even attempt to do.
Yeah, you don't even really get to enjoy it. Like if you're going to eat food that you know is bad for you, you want to enjoy it a little bit.
There's no way even with all the time in the world you could enjoy a 10-patty
that's what I mean.
No.
How would you even eat it? It's this
in
big.
Parts.
I mean, just being painful.
Yeah. Can I do a quick sidebar here?
There you go.
All right. Because like as burgers get bigger, like we keep seeing bigger burgers, they're building them up.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Can we build them out?
Well, I thought that's what the smash thing does.
It smashes the patty, but the patty's still stacked.
It's still too big for your mouth.
I'm saying if you're going to, if you're going to build me a 2.5-pound burger, make it wide.
So you want like a meatloaf almost.
Yeah.
Like one solid big ass slab of ground
beef. Give me a pushed out.
Giant bun, giant burger.
Yeah, that I can eat. I can eat that. How do I eat a 10-pound patty? I'm going to have to take it in half, then bottom part's not going to have a bun, which takes away from the experience.
Okay.
Right? Like this is just common sense. But. I want you to think about this question before you answer.
Yeah.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If you knew someone who finished the Goliath in 20 minutes, would you be impressed or would you be disgusted?
Oh, I'd be disgusted.
You don't even want to consider impressed?
Yeah. No. Because you're just a slob.
But that, I mean, it
you're
is.
You're a glutton and a slob.
It is impressive to be able to eat all of that food in 20 minutes. It's not?
Is it?
No one's done it.
I understand it, but you shouldn't. Do it. It's not a good skill to scarf food.
There are millionaires that people know their name. Kobayashi, who's the white guy? The white guy. The hot dog guy.
Wait, you talking about the guy that plays for the Dodgers?
No.
No, he's still.
Kobayashi.
Gosh, what is that guy's name? I'm totally blanking.
Tommy Lasorda.
Yeah, yeah.
What is that guy's name?
By the way, who could pound food? Tommy Lasorda would eat a whole big platter of clams and linguine after a Dodgers game.
Well, there's that video when he ate the Philly Fanatic. Remember we got the play-by-play of it?
Here comes Tommy Lasorda. He doesn't look happy.
Joey Chestnut is who you're thinking
of. You ruined the Lasorda eating the Philly Fanatic impression.
Tommy just got cut off. He's throwing his Jack Daniels on the ground. He's out of here.
All right. 252-WCMF. Is the food eating contest worth the pain?
No.
Because I believe it was Ali who said, suffer the pain today, live as a champion for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but he got to be an actual millionaire. You're just getting a free meal and a pitcher on a wall?
Joey Chestnut's a millionaire. Kobayashi's a millionaire. Right. Those guys became millionaires stuffing their face full of food.
They also had to do it for a period of time. Like, I don't think like a one-and-done winner, that name's not going to live on.
Right.
Like, you have to continue doing this for a while, be known for it.
Fair enough, and there is training involved. Remember, Kobayashi did an interview where he said he can't even enjoy eating food anymore. Like,
He's
destroyed himself.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you this. Again, 252-WCMF, we're talking about this food eating contest. It's a four-hour East drive, but if you were to pull this off, eat the Goliath, a 4-ounce Smashburger patty burger, 10 slices of American cheese, the bun, 1.5 pounds of chili cheese tater tots. You have to eat it in 20 minutes. You'd be the first person to ever do it.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the age where food eating contests become sad and not fun?
Once you kind of hit like your adulthood.
What's adulthood?
25.
25. All right, Kimmy, would you agree that after 25, attempting a food-eating competition at a restaurant is more sad than it is fun?
No, I think it becomes more impressive after 25. I don't want to watch it.
Okay.
But I'd be impressed if you told me you did it.
I think there's an easier way to figure this out. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you
off. That's okay.
But this involves you.
What's that?
Kimmy, your husband could pound chow.
Yeah.
All right, so let's say they did a wing-eating contest.
Yeah.
Right? Your husband would be all in on that.
Yeah.
Would you be proud of your husband if he ate 45 wings in 10 minutes?
Proud? Maybe that's the word for I would be impressed. But again, I think I'm scarred, especially from chicken wing eating contests, because I went to one once thinking it was going to be fun and cool to watch because I'd never been to one before.
Okay.
And it was so disturbing that I never want to see one again.
What bothered you?
So the guy that, okay, so there was an argument that happened at the end because there were two guys that were like, you know, head to head. And the one guy at the end who had eaten the most wings, but he wasn't swallowing them at the end. So he just had a mouthful of chewed up chicken that he spit out in a giant ball onto his plate when he was done. And the other guy was like, well, he didn't eat them all the way, so it shouldn't count.
There's a bunch of women listening going, what's the problem? I don't see what the problem is. It got done. The job got done.
But that ball of chewed up chicken wings.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Will forever live in my mind.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm out. I don't need to see this ever again.
All right, we'll get a perfect answer from Kimmy with this question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready? Your husband eats 45 wings in 10 minutes. He wins this competition. They give him a big trophy. They want to take his picture.
He's got wing sauce all over his face.
All over his face. It's on his bald head for some reason.
And his mustache.
And he goes, Kimmy, come here. Get in the picture with me. Do you get in that picture?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if he's excited about it, you got to be excited about it. But again, I'm going to sit this one out in terms of watching. Okay. Let me know how it goes.
Are there good food eating competitions in town?
No,
in town.
What do you mean good?
Well, like there are restaurants that'll offer stuff like this.
Oh, like challenges.
Yeah, the challenge. I'm sorry, not competition, challenges. You're right.
I thought there was one with the bomber, similar to what you're talking about, those bomber burgers.
Yeah, where is that one?
They had one, I thought, one time if you ate it, you get on like their wall of fame type of thing.
Now, the ones I'm familiar with are giant pizzas. Like there's a couple of pizza shops where they'll give you like this giant pizza. You pick a buddy and you got to eat it in like a set amount of time.
I've only seen one time a guy eat a whole standard 16-ounce pizza on a quick break. And he was a fat kid that used to work in a stockroom where I worked.
I think I could eat a 16-ounce pizza or 16-ounce
pizza. I mean, you got to do it. He ate it quickly.
Okay.
I mean, he ate it in less than 30 minutes. I mean,
well, yeah,
because he had to get it.
In that case, it would have been free.
Yes, true. That's so true.
A lot of places do away with food challenges.
Well, yeah, I'm assuming.
Because people die.
Yeah, the liability's pretty.
Choke. We did them. We did them every year. Yeah. And we had an eyeball pop out of a guy.
That really happened?
Yeah.
It was a fake eyeball. Let's not make it sound like he had so much meatloaf that it pressured his eyeball out of his
head. Bro, like watching those guys eat those wings, it was gross, man.
Yeah, most of these food challenges that I'm finding around town are from like 10 years ago.
So is nobody doing them anymore?
I don't know if they still exist.
And we had a really good contest because back then the Pro Bowl was in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
The winner of that went to the Pro Bowl. They got a flight to Hawaii to see the Pro Bowl.
I'll sit down and push through that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's funny, though? Is like, you know, we asked the age, right? 25. I don't disagree with you that 25 is the cutoff. That's a pretty good age. But it's not because you're sad over 25. It's because once you hit 30, you start to really feel what your body, the terrible things in your body after that. Like, if I were to sit down, like, let me put it this way. I had five guys on Sunday, right? And I love five.
Oh, then you went out and had a burger.
I had five guys,
yeah.
And then I had a half of a giant solid chocolate bunny from Andy's Candy.
Jesus Christ, man.
I love Andy's Candy so much.
My God.
It's the greatest chocolate that ever existed.
I guess so.
Let me put it this way. I don't eat Andy's candies until I'm full.
Mm.
I eat it till it's gone. And if my wife does not wrestle that bunny away from me, I will eat the whole thing.
Wrestle it away.
I'm trying to paint the accurate picture because that's exactly what happened. My wife literally had to put both her hands on the bunny and say, give me the bunny. I still want to die. And was with a 3-patty cheeseburger, a bag of fries, and probably a 2 pounds of chocolate bunny.
I mean, you could drop dead.
Yesterday, I had to run out of the room and take a dump right after a commercial break, and it all came out at once.
Yeah, that's how that usually works.
You know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
It's like one of those unsettling dumps where it's like, nope, it's a boat, we're done. It should not come out all at once.
Yeah.
Did I share too much? I'm sorry.
So a few years ago, some like YouTuber like that does like this kind of challenge stuff came to town. And I guess they did the Canary Row Smokestack Challenge.
Okay.
That was at Smokin' Hot Chicks.
Okay.
It's 5 pounds. Hold on.
Of chicken? Or pork? Well,
hold on. Where did it go?
I don't think Smokin' Hot Chicks exists anymore.
Okay. Well, then never mind.
Elijah writes us on Twitter talking about this Goliath Burger Challenge that no one's ever accomplished for us east of us. He says, Not worth the drive to spend $34. Bathtub Billy's has a food challenge with a better menu for the challenge. Half-pound burgers, three Nashville tenders, three pieces of bread, pulled pork, heaping portion of fries, and a huge portion of macaroni salad, and you get minutes. Well, what do I win, man?
Yeah.
Because if it's just free lunch, no thank you.
But that sounds like a better meal, the Bathtub Billy one.
But it also sounds like it might be more food.
Yeah, but it sounds really tasty.
Yeah, but you're going to be in pain. You're only going to enjoy the taste of it for the first couple of bites.
Right,
you know,
too focused on the challenge itself to enjoy it. Would your picture being on the wall there be enough?
Yeah.
Then the place closes, right, and it changes hands and what happens.
I would go and ask for my picture, though.
That's sad.
Why?
That is so sad. If that place was going under and you went in there to get your picture back.
I'd put it in my man cave. Is that wrong?
No, that's
You should
fair.
Have your own
You have your own
copy
If you have your
it.
Own food challenge plaque, they should give that back to you.
Yeah, I'm going to hang it in my man cave, and that's going to be like a talking piece. When people come over,
no,
I'm going to show them. Okay.
Show it's going to be the saddest talking piece ever.
This is what I ate. A 10 4-ounce patties. Jesus.
Grandpa with a bib.
You know, we keep saying, guys, there are women that do this too.
No, they're
there are not. Plenty of female competitive eaters.
That is gross.
So, interestingly enough, when we're talking science-wise, women have an advantage in competitive eating thanks to what's called the fat belt theory. You're familiar with this?
No, I'm not.
So, the fat belt theory.
Fat belt?
Yes. So, you would think that the fatter the guy, the more they can eat.
Yeah, he's got room.
No, you're wrong. The fat belt theory is that when you are skinny and there's no fat on you, your stomach can expand further.
Oh, okay. So there's a wall of fat that's pushing back.
Exactly. That's why so many skinny people are good at competitive eating. Mm. Joey Chestnut, Kobayashi, the Black Widow, whatever her name is, that woman, right? And we laugh about an age, and like, who cares if you eat it? But like, again, all of those food competitions seem to be not old cats, but they're all over 30, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, Joey Chestnut and that woman were in Buffalo for that wing eating contest last year.
Oh, they were?
Yeah. And, like, people came out to watch.
I could not watch a woman competitively eat.
So you'd rather watch a dude competitively eat? I think that's weird. I think, like, that would be way more sloppy.
No, but
likes it sloppy.
But, yeah, I can accept a sloppy man.
I'm
sloppy
more impressed.
Women without table manners is gross.
You want her to have manners while she's doing an eating contest?
I don't want
while
you to be
dunking hot dog buns in water.
I don't
want to
watch a woman eat man food like a hog.
God, you're so weird.
How is that weird?
No, it is weird.
It's just weird. You're already
I'm
going to an eating contest.
I'm not turned on by a sloppy woman.
Nobody asked you to be turned on by an eating contest.
I understand.
Well, if I'm watching a woman on stage, I expect to be turned on.
Listen, I understand if you're on a date and she just starts.
When I'm voting. What? I'm sorry.
I understand. You wouldn't want somebody to eat like that if you're on a date with them.
No
right?
kidding,
like,
man. I'm paping them.
Why are you eating as much as you can right now? But if she's up there for the purpose of an eating contest, what do you expect?
I understand it, but I don't want to see it.
I don't preach it.
I don't preach it. I don't understand.
It's just
it.
Weird. You're disgusted by one and not the other.
I don't teach my kids.
I don't.
252 WCMF. Let's take one call before we move
on. Stained up woman.
Chris has got the last word on CMF. Hey, Chris, how are you, buddy?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. What do you got?
You know, I got to agree with Timmy. I mean, it's pretty gross watching one of those eating contests. I mean, people are on the verge of puking, and it's just disgusting. I mean, aside from the starvation aspect, and you know, like. All you can eat. No person should be able to eat all they can eat. I mean, it's just gluttony at its worst.
That's not right.
I mean, but Chris, here's the thing, man, right? Like, look, I guess from a philosophical standpoint, you're not wrong. But we all need little things to get us up in the morning. And if your little thing is going and eating as much food as possible, why not? Who are you hurting?
It's just gross. I can't even watch it, man.
Right, Chris is out.
He's out.
He's out. Chris, what is your favorite food? If you had, let's say, gun to your head, you got to eat this in 10 minutes as much as possible. What food are you picking?
Chicken French.
That's the worst one you could have
like
picked.
A tough one.
It's breaded chicken,
and
Chris.
Butter.
Chris, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Oh,
can you imagine eating like
if I could eat unlimited chicken French?
That would be so nasty. It's delicious.
One order of chicken French is unlimited chicken French. Oh, okay.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a story that is weird for two reasons.
What's that?
Well, okay. So there is a story that broke earlier this week where locksmiths are begging Americans to stop snorting cocaine with their keys.
With their key? Oh, use it as like a Coke spoon?
Using your key as a spoon and then snorting cocaine. All right. So the reason locksmiths are asking people to stop doing this, apparently,
it was a do the lock.
It messes it up terribly, both in your home and your car. These locksmiths have said, multiple locksmiths, they have had to replace locking mechanisms on homes and cars because the cocaine residue gets into the locks and damages all of it.
Wow. Eats away at it.
You got it. They also say, over time, the powder can weaken the shape of the key and destroy everything altogether. Mm. They go on to say that if you have to call a locksmith for this, they will know right away that it was cocaine that caused the problem. It's a very specific thing, apparently.
Oh, okay.
And if there are locksmiths listening, 252-WCMF, tell me if that's true. And all of that is weird.
Mm-hmm.
But most interesting,
yeah,
these locksmiths say they have seen an increase in what they call coke lock.
Coke lock.
Coke lock over the last few months.
Mm.
Is cocaine back?
Is it cheap or something all of a sudden?
Beats the hell out of me. 252-WCMF. It wouldn't. Cocaine is usually the most expensive of the recreational
drugs. But you know how it fluctuates with, you know, people don't use it, the prices drop.
Okay,
you know,
the market.
Coffee goes up, the coke goes down.
Well, I would think with all the efforts of keeping things out of the country.
But I think there's cheaper alternatives to coke.
Oh, you mean like Splenda?
Yeah. But, you know, those little packets are a pain in the ass. No, but I bet you, like, because, you know, other stuff comes in, it drives the price down. So maybe it's coming back.
But I didn't think, I thought the numbers I'm saying, things are down.
I don't know. And it's the one thing we have to import, right? We don't grow it here.
Is there nowhere you can grow stuff to make cocaine in America?
I don't think you can do the coca plants here. Enough of it to make it work.
Okay. Because it's all
Colombia and, you know, South America.
That I knew. But outside of that, I'm completely naive to the process of making cocaine. I don't know how many, like, leaves you would need to, like, I don't know how any of this works.
Well, you got
to
cook it down. It becomes like a paste.
Yeah.
And sure. You got to add, like, chemicals to it. If you ever saw cocaine actually being made, you go, oh, like, the cocaine isn't even the worst thing in cocaine.
Did you really just say that? You know, if it was pure uncut cocaine, it'd be fine.
Bro, there's some chemicals in that crap.
Yeah, there's chemicals in almost everything.
Coffee made, everything. Sure.
No, I meant the drug. Okay. I just find it funny. Like, we found out a way to make a drug that is super addicting to people that live in trailer parks. Everyone tries it, right? You can go to the store and find that stuff, but we haven't found a way to make cocaine in America. Not that I'm looking for that.
Mm.
Just weird, the ingenuity, what it creates, and what we can't do.
Yeah, true.
I don't know, if cocaine is back, why is cocaine back?
Did it ever go away?
I mean, there's ebbs and flows, right? Because, like, when you were coming up, cocaine was everywhere.
Yeah, but it was a glamour drug.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, then crack came, you know, the cheaper version of that.
And, like, when I was early on the road, when I should have been in college, and maybe this is a little before you, like, cocaine showed up again.
Yeah.
It was everywhere.
It never went away with that group.
Okay. So you're saying, like, college kids have been doing coke the whole time?
What did they get in their
money? I think
student loans. No wonder you can't pay back your student loans.
It definitely never went away with the college crowd. I meant more like that, you know, the people you're talking about, like they grew up and maybe they did it less, but they never really gave it up.
I can't tell you the last time I saw someone do cocaine.
Yeah, me neither.
Don't you have like that one buddy, though, that'll break
Not
it
anymore.
Out? Like the weirdest
I wish I still had that buddy. That buddy's gone.
As far as I know, I don't have any friends. I know this is a naive thing to say, and it's probably wrong. I don't have any friends that talk about doing coke. I don't have any friends that have done it in front of me. As far as I know, no one I know does cocaine.
You know what's grossing me out about that story?
What's that?
So you said they're using the key as a coke spoon?
Scooping it in and snorting it.
What's grossing me out is that nasty-ass key. Snorting all whatever is on your key in your nose.
Yeah, it's been in your pockets.
You're snorting coke.
You're handling, you're sticking,
The key. That key's been a lot of places.
No, yeah.
You set it down on everything.
You do.
Again.
I'm grossed out by the key.
Again.
You use it without washing your hands all
you
the time.
You don't.
It's probably healthier to take that key, stick it in your nose, rub it around, than it is to
snort. Not bacteria-wise.
How do you know where the coke came from?
It's cooked.
No, but I love how you think.
It's processed.
Like, obviously, these drug dealers kept this cocaine clean and free of bacteria.
And they wash their hands.
Okay.
They wipe everything down when they're done at the lab.
I'd be way more worried about what they put in the cocaine than the key I'm snorting the cocaine off of.
You're right, but I think the key would be more top of mind. Like, okay. Nasty-ass key. Like, I'm going to use a nice spoon.
You know, I'm trying to think now, as we talk about this story again, 252 WCMF. Locksmiths are saying that if you are doing coke with your key, your house key, your car key, that you're not only destroying the key, you're destroying the locks. All the stuff gets in the mechanisms, destroys it. Not only will it ruin all your locks and have to have them replaced, they say when they come to replace them, they will know it was the cocaine that wiped it out. I'm trying to think what my first thought would be is if I saw someone now that I am like a contemporary of doing coke.
Oh, I know people that will still do it.
In front of you?
They almost have
They're pretty open about it because I know they do it. You know what I mean?
I think it would freak me out at this point.
If somebody here was in the bathroom doing coke now.
Oh, I meant just like a buddy, like hanging out with a buddy, like, hey, I'm going to go into the bathroom. I walk in and they're doing coke.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've never like been out with somebody and they're like acting a little funny or like, I guess they're doing that again.
But back
that
in
was
the
like,
day.
That was pretty normal. Yeah. But like if I walked into the bathroom, right, and I see TJ down the hall, you know, first of all, she'd probably go, what are you doing in the ladies' room? I just wanted to see you do coke. But you know what I mean? Like, if I saw somebody like that, like a mom, like, doing a bump on a bump break, that would freak me out, man.
I'm with you. Although, I mean, look, you know my policy on coke. I've never done coke. I was afraid to do coke.
Yeah.
Len Bias scared me off
of
coke.
I know.
But I will never forget the first time I ever watched a man do cocaine.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it was, have I told you the story?
I don't think so.
So it was the Hartford Funny Bone.
Okay.
Comedy club up there in Hartford.
Yeah.
The MC, me, and then John Witherspoon.
Oh, my God.
From the Friday movies. God, I love him.
Legendary guy.
Nicest man.
Yeah.
So John Witherspoon is on stage. Mm. I go back into the dressing room. And
he's got a spoon.
No, it wasn't Witherspoon.
Oh.
The MC, who, by the way, is like 25 years older than me. I'm like 17, 18 at this point. Mm. He sits down. He takes out a baggie, and he scoops it onto some straw spoon.
So this guy's serious, man.
Bro, I mean, he's a old burnout road comic who's emceeing at 50.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we're inside baseball. I'm sorry. So he does. He starts a bump, and I'm sitting there, and the look on my face must have said it. I'd never seen this before, right? And I'm like, oh. And he goes, he offers it to me. He goes, you want some? And I go, no, thank you, no, thank you. And then he does it again, and he goes, you're not going to tell anybody. And I go, no. He goes, you look like you're going to tell somebody. And I go, no. He goes, if you tell anybody about this, I'll make sure you never get booked in this club ever again.
Thank you.
I was horrified. Kidding. Like, like all week long, I would go back to the condo and be like, I want to go home now.
So when I started on at CMF in 93, it was all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, and I mean all over the place. And there were people that, like, it was in regular rotation for lunch.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We had some partiers, and they had the stupidest code name for it, Schnee. Like, nobody could figure that out. Yeah, I did some Schnee last night. What was that, like a new sushi joint downtown?
Like, you were with a bunch of people who were annoying enough on their own.
Yes.
I can't imagine, like, I could not tolerate that room for more than, like, 5 minutes. I'd want out immediately.
But, like, I'm talking, it was more than, I mean, it was more than just on-air people back then.
Yeah.
I know, I'm talking about them, too.
Yeah. So, you know, they'd be going on in the bathroom, and not like it was like Animal House, but it was there.
I mean, it would, to that point, if that all of a sudden showed up again, I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, now it would freak me out.
All right, we'll take one call real quick, 252 WCMF. John, I got like 30 seconds, brother. What do you got for us?
Oh, I was just calling in. I know Tommy was asking about the increase in coke and the pricings and markets.
Yeah.
But I just actually read an article. I don't have the exact website it was on, but I was just reading about last week, and they're noticing at the borders there's a big decrease with fentanyl overdoses and people trying to get fentanyl across the border. So basically, as that market drops, they're saying the coke now is rising because they have such a history the past of how to get it here in the States and that sort of thing. So as the fentanyl crisis is dropping, they're seeing a huge spike with coke now because the fentanyl is obviously slowing down at the borders.
But I would think, like, you know, everyone's budget's tight, right?
And
I understand with drugs it's different, but like with coke, that is a more recreational drug than the other ones, right? I also understand there's addiction. I know there's a lot of caveats here. I'm just saying, like, if we can't afford eggs, John, why is everyone doing coke again?
I hear you there, man.
Hey, John, when's the last time you watched someone do coke?
Watch someone do that? Oh, it's been probably 15 years.
Okay. John, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
That's about right. 15, 20 years ago.
I think that's, that's fair. Mm.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.